For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug. Here to tell you that today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Sourcebooks and their new picture book, Unicorn Knight, written by Diana Murray and illustrated by Luke Flowers. Help support our sponsor by purchasing this colorful bedtime story and other great Sourcebooks titles, including Unicorn Day, at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. Sourcebooks, changing lives book by book.
Oh, hi, reader. It's that time again. Time for a new Reading Bug adventure, written, performed, and produced by The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. If you love our podcast and want to help us out, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and tell at least 2 of your friends about our podcast and our store. And please consider continuing to support us by shopping with us. At The Reading Bug, our mission is to educate, entertain, and engage children across the globe. And you can help us by purchasing a book subscription for every young reader you know at readingbugbox.com. Unlike other subscription boxes, a Reading Bug box is hand-picked to match each child's age, interests, and reading level. And as interests and abilities change, our selections will grow with you. Or you can shop our store at thereadingbug.com, where we have millions of books available for purchase for children and grown-ups. You can find our latest recommendations or purchase books from your favorite podcast episodes. Check us out! Don't forget to shop early this year. Supply chains and mail services are all strained, so get your orders in early at thereadingbug.com or readingbugbox.com. Now, before we get started with today's adventure, let me thank a few special friends. A great big hello and thank you to our newest patrons, Rosie and Everett from Kentucky, Roran and Lear from Columbia, Maryland, Everett and Eli from Holland, Michigan, Grant, who is 6 and loves jellyfish, from Atlanta, Georgia, and John and Noah from Redwood City, California. You're part of what makes Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, please visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. And thank you to all of our sponsors and to Resonate Recordings, who does the sound mixing and mastery for our podcast. Okay, reader, are you ready for another adventure with me and the Reading Bug? Great! Then let's fly. It's time for a Reading Bug adventure.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Hi, reader. Welcome back. I'm so excited for another adventure together. I could hardly wait. I'm so, so glad you're here. But have you seen the Reading Bug anywhere? We can't go on an adventure without her and her magic book bag.
Lauren, reader, I'm here. I'm sorry I'm late. I just wanted to make sure my special guest was coming.
Special guest?
Ta-da!
Spelling Bee, it's so great to see you. Are you the Reading Bug special guest today?
The Spelling Bee is very special, but I believe I'm your special guest.
Oh, hello! My name is Lauren, and this is our reader friend. You know, you look awfully familiar. Do we know each other?
Well, we have been on an adventure together before.
It was out of this world.
Oh! Alara Page, of course! Reader, do you remember Alara from our outer space adventure? Alara is an astronaut.
That's right.
I'm so sorry, Alara. I didn't recognize you without your spacesuit.
That's okay, Lauren. I get that a lot.
Alara, if you're here, does that mean we're going on another outer space adventure?
I sure hope so. I'd love to see Mars or maybe Jupiter.
Sorry, Bee. We're not going to outer space today.
Then where, Reading Bug? Where will we be going on our adventure?
Don't get discouraged, Lauren. Just keep your chin up. I'm sure you'll be able to figure out where we're going. Look deep inside yourself, and I'm sure you'll guess correctly.
Keep my chin up? Look inside? I have no idea what you're talking about, Bug. Do you, reader? Reading Bug, can you tell us the titles of some of the books in your book bag? Maybe that will help us guess.
Sure, Lauren. Let me see. Some of the books I brought with me in my book bag are My Five Senses by Aliki, Inside Your Outside by Tish Rabe, The Way We Work by David McCauley, and X-Ray Me by Felicitas Horschafer. Any guesses?
All those books sound like they might be about the human body. Don't they, reader? An X-ray machine takes pictures of what's underneath our skin and inside of our bodies. You could say that it lets us see inside or outside and learn more about the way we work, which are two of the other books in your book bag. And My Five Senses are also part of what our bodies do, right? Reader, can you name the five senses? That's right. Our senses are sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. Each of our senses uses special parts of our body to pick up information and turn it into messages that our brain can understand. But Reading Bug, I'm confused. If your books are all about our bodies, where will we be adventuring today?
You're getting really, really close to guessing, Lauren.
Maybe it will help if I introduce you to my special guest.
Lara, you brought a special guest too? But who?
Hugo, come on out.
Hugo? Who's Hugo?
I am. Lauren, reader, reading bug, spelling bee, I've heard so much about you.
Hi, Hugo. It's great to meet you. Mind if I ask what you're wearing? It looks sort of like a wetsuit, the sort of thing someone might wear if they're going scuba diving.
It does look like a wetsuit, yes.
Reading bug, are we going to be scuba diving and exploring the ocean again?
Nope. You may find yourself swimming today, but not in the ocean. We're headed somewhere much smaller, although as much as 60% of it is made up of water.
Lauren, reader, Hugo here is my brother. You know that I am an astronaut and my job is to explore outer space. Well, Hugo is a physiologist.
Physiologist? P-H-Y-S-I-O-L-O-G-I-S-T? That's a great word. A physiologist studies what goes on inside our bodies in our inner space.
Inner space? Reading Bug, will we be taking an adventure inside the human body today?
Yes. You guessed it. Great work.
I was thrilled when I heard about the adventure that Reading Bug had planned for today. Physiologists like me spend most of our time with our noses stuck in a book. Reading about the way bodies work. When we're not reading, we're usually working in a laboratory, where we use a microscope to study the structure and function of many of the different cells that are found in our body.
I read in Lift the Flaps, Human Body, that cells are like tiny living bricks that build up to make a human being. A grown-up has about 50 trillion cells in their body. Cells that do the same job group together to make tissues. Muscle tissues help us move, and skin tissue helps protect our insides. The organs in our body, like our heart, lungs, brain, and eyes, are made of lots of different types of tissues, and are like mini machines that perform different jobs to keep our body healthy.
That's right, Reading Bug. Everybody looks different on the outside. Our skin, eyes, and hair may be different colors. Some of us are short, and some of us are tall. The shape and size of our eyes, nose, and mouth, and ears can vary. But underneath our skin, we're all the same. All of us have bones, muscles, and organs that work together.
But how can we make a journey through a human body? That's just not possible. We're too big to fit inside a human body, and even if we could fit, there's no pathway through the body.
Lauren, you should know by now that we can travel to any place we want to. All we need is my magic book bag and our imaginations. Do you remember when we shrank to the size of bugs so that we could solve the mystery of the missing flowers in our garden adventure? Well, this time, my book bag will shrink all of us until we're even smaller. We'll be so small that we won't be able to be seen without a microscope.
And that's why I'm wearing this funny-looking wetsuit. And why I brought gear for all of you, too. We'll need to keep ourselves safe from the liquids and acids inside the human body. And we may need to swim through the blood vessels to make our way around.
Blood vessels?
That's right, Lauren. Blood vessels provide a pathway through our body. I read that blood vessels make it possible for our blood to travel almost 12,000 miles each day. Imagine this. If we could stretch the blood vessels in our body into a straight line, we would wrap that line around the Earth more than two times.
That's amazing! Reading Bug, a trip through the human body sounds like a fantastic voyage. But it also gives me butterflies in my stomach. We could get trapped inside. Or once we get small, we might not be able to get big again. Like Hugo said, nobody has ever taken a trip inside the human body before. We may face even more dangers that we haven't even thought of.
I'll be your guide on this adventure, and as a physiologist, I know the human body like the back of my hand. So don't worry, you'll all be safe with me. In addition to these wetsuits, we'll all be wearing helmets to protect our heads and supply us with oxygen. I've also installed radios in each helmet, so we'll be able to talk to one another while we're inside. It's time for us to get going, so let's slip on our gear together. First, the wetsuits. Remember, these will help protect us from fluids inside the body. Each of us will also wear a tank of oxygen on our backs so that we can breathe wherever we go. And finally, we'll each wear a helmet that covers our entire head and face and has a radio inside. Spelling bee, reading bug, because we don't have any bug-sized suits, you'll need to hitch a ride inside Lauren's helmet, okay?
Okay.
Reader, let's get ready for this amazing adventure by pulling on our special suits. Attaching our oxygen tanks. And putting on our helmets. Great work!
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me now, Lauren?
Oh, yes, I hear you, Hugo. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Lauren.
That's because you're inside my helmet with me, Bee.
Oh, yeah.
Reader, Hugo, can you hear us?
Sure can, Lauren.
And I can hear all of you.
Well then, it looks like we're all ready to go. What do you think, Reader? Should we go on an inner space adventure to explore the human body? Okay, Hugo, we're in. But, whose body are we going to explore?
Mine, of course. Hugo's got the expertise to show you all around. I'm strictly an outer space adventurer. I'll stay here while you get a look at the parts of me that I've never even seen.
Okay, Alara, if you say so. Reader, reading bug, spelling bee, I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
We've traveled the globe, far and wide, adventure through space and time. But we've never before had a chance to explore the space at our core that's inside. We'll find out how our bodies work, explore the organs we all have inside, and try to journey through inner space, seeing systems that help us to thrive.
Sing with me.
We've traveled the globe, far and wide, adventured through space and time. But we've never before had a chance to explore the space at our core that's inside. We'll find out how our bodies work, explore the organs we all have inside, and try to journey through inner space, seeing systems that help us to thrive.
Before we go, let's make sure we're all stretched out and ready for this exciting adventure together. Reader, stand up with us, unless you're buckled into your car or tucked into your bed, and wiggle your fingers and toes. Are you wiggling? Great! Now, stretch your arms up high over your head. Perfect!
Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side, let's get ready to go. Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side, now we're ready to go.
Great job stretching! I think I'm ready to get this adventure started.
Spelling Bee, let's get my book bag opened up and get on our way.
Of course, Bee. Here we go. Can I cast the magic spell?
You bet. You are the Spelling Bee after all.
Thanks. Magic book bag, please shrink us all to fit inside the human body to take a ride. Through inner space as we explore the heart, the brain, some bones, and more. We'll cruise through arteries and through veins and moonwalk right across the brain. Who knows what wonders wait inside the mouth, the lungs, the nose, the eyes.
Look, reader, it's working. The Reading Bug's magic book bag is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Big enough to fit us all inside.
Remarkable. Would you look at that? I can see shapes and figures swirling around inside. Skeletons, lungs, cells, nerves, organs.
Those are pictures from all the books about the human body that Reading Bug brought with her. And look, my very favorite part. All those new words. Esophagus, peristalsis, chyme, molecule, villi, papillae, plasma, cortex, cerebellum. Oh yeah, this is going to be an awesome adventure.
Wait, I almost forgot. Reader, did you remember to bring crayons and paper with you for today's adventure? Traveling inside a human body is a really special and unique experience, and we'll want to draw pictures of everything we see and do there. Just like the illustrators of our favorite books, we can draw pictures to help us retell the story of our adventure when we return. Once our adventure is over, I'll play music for all of us to color to. But you can color anytime you'd like. Just pause the podcast if you need more time.
Okay, reader, are you ready for an incredible inner space adventure? Great! Then what are we waiting for? On the count of three, let's jump together into my book bag and get this adventure started. Ready? 1, 2, 3, let's fly!
Let's jump inside our book bag. What will we find there? Imaginations run away. What's in our book bag? Our trusty book bag. What will we learn about today?
I can feel the bag getting smaller and smaller and smaller. As it is getting smaller, so are we.
It tickles.
It sure does.
We need to be very, very small if we're going to fit inside a human body. By the time we finish shrinking, we should be the size of a single cell. And cells are so small that we can only see them under a microscope. Take a look at one of the strands of your hair, reader. Cells are not even as wide as a single human hair.
I think the Reading Bug's book bag has done its magic. The sounds have stopped, and the lights have stopped spinning.
That must mean we're all as small as a single human cell now.
Even smaller in your case, Bee.
Well, let's all climb out of the book bag and see if it worked. Follow me.
Amazing. It did work.
We're so small. I can't even recognize where we are. The ceiling is so high above us, I can't see it at all.
What's that?
There's something big and white just over there. It's like a wall that stretches way up into the sky, and it's moving.
Moving? Oh, that must be Alara. She was wearing her long white lab coat, so we must be on her desk staring up at her. Alara! Alara, we're down here. It worked.
Hugo? Lauren? Reading Bug? Spelling Bee? Where did you go? I can't see you.
Hi, Alara! It worked! We're as small as a single human cell, and we're standing on top of your desk!
Amazing! I can't see you at all. But, how are you going to get inside from way down there on my desk?
We didn't really think that part through, did we?
If she can't even see us, then how can Alara help us start this adventure?
I think I have an idea. I know a way to get us inside so we can get this inner space tour started.
You do? How?
Look.
Look? What am I looking at, Hugo? What you're pointing at looks like an enormous mountain, with huge boulders hanging from its side.
That's no mountain, Lauren. That's Alara's lunch. A half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich, to be exact. And those boulders are crumbs. If we can climb up onto the sandwich, then...
Wait just one minute, Hugo. Are you saying that you want Alara to... eat us?
Exactly. When you want protein or vitamins or water to get into your body, what do, reader?
Eat it?
Yes. It's the easiest and fastest way for us to get into Alara. And we'll be able to see the entire digestive system when we do. Trust me, it will be thrilling.
I'm not sure how I feel about being eaten.
Well, I'm not sure how I feel about eating you. But Hugo's right. It's the best way in.
Follow me. We need to climb up Mount PB&J together so Alara can take a big bite.
Okay. Reader, let's follow Hugo up, up, up this enormous sandwich. Hold on tight. We do not want to fall.
Stretch, pull, stretch, pull. Keep on moving. Up we go. Stretch, pull, stretch, pull. Can we make it? I don't know. Stretch, pull, stretch, pull. Stretch, pull, stretch, pull. We made it to the top.
We made it. Nice work, everyone. Ilara, we're in position. Nice and steady now. Pick up the sandwich and take a big bite.
But please don't chew.
Hold on tight, everyone. This is going to be a wild ride.
What is that?
Relax, Reading Bug. That's Ilara's hand coming to get her sandwich.
It's ginormous! G-I-N-O-R-M-O-U-S. Like a planet falling out of the sky.
She's got us. Whoa. Whoa, we're moving too fast.
Sorry about that. I'll slow it down a bit.
Oh, that's better, thanks.
Get ready and stay out of the way of my bite. Here I go.
Did it work? It's so dark. Is everyone okay?
I'm fine, but I can't see anything. What about you, Reader?
I'm okay, too. Lauren, on your helmet is a light. Just reach up and turn it on, like this.
Got it.
Much better. But where are we?
I've never seen anything like this before. Except maybe on the moon. We're surrounded by massive white boulders. And the land below us has deep, deep craters all over it.
Welcome inside the human body, everyone. We made it. We're just inside Alara's mouth. And that cratered pink ground below us is actually her tongue.
And those boulders must be her teeth.
Exactly.
Hugo, I never knew tongues were so bumpy.
Remember, we're only the size of a single human cell right now. So everything we see will have a lot more detail than we're used to when we're full size. Did you know that humans have between 5,000 and 10,000 taste buds in their mouths?
What is a taste bud?
Oh, next time you're near a mirror, take a look at your tongue. The bumps you can see are called papillae, and they contain taste buds that send messages to your brain about how something tastes. Our taste buds recognize four different tastes: sweet, sour, bitter, and salty.
Sweet is my favorite.
Well, if everyone's ready for an adventure, then all we need to do is give Ilara the signal.
The signal?
Ilara, if you can hear us, it's time for you to swallow. We're ready for a trip through your digestive system.
Whoa! Whoa! Hugo, what's happening? We're slipping and traveling towards an enormous dark cave.
This cave is the back of Ilara's mouth. Look up. See those large lumps? Those are her tonsils.
Tonsils? T-O-N-S-I-L-S? Your tonsils help fight germs that come in through your mouth or nose before they get a chance to cause infections to the rest of your body. They're like a doorway from the mouth into the esophagus.
Esophagus?
You'll see. Just a couple more seconds now.
Whoa. Whoa. It's like a long, dark water slide.
That's right, Lauren. After your teeth break down the food you eat, the saliva in your mouth helps the food slide down your esophagus. It's a lot like a water slide that carries food and liquids from your mouth down to the stomach.
Right, Bee. And if you look closely, you can see that walls of the esophagus are contracting and expanding. That helps the body move the food, and us, down into Ilara's stomach. That's called peristalsis.
Hey, wait! The slide is opening up below us. We're going to fall. Watch out! What happened? Is everyone okay? Reader?
We're fine, Lauren. We've just landed in Alara's stomach. Your suits will float, so you don't need to worry about treading water.
But why are we sloshing around in here? Alara! Alara! Come in! Please stop moving! I'm starting to get seasick!
I'm not moving!
Even when a person is standing still, their stomach contracts to churn up the food while stomach juices digest the proteins, creating this soupy liquid that we are floating around in. It's called chyme.
C-H-Y-M-E?
That's right.
Did you say that the stomach juices turn food into chyme? I don't like the sound of that. Let's get out of here fast, or else maybe those juices will turn us into chyme.
It takes 4 to 6 hours for the stomach to turn food into chyme, and I'm not planning for us to be here that long. Alara's tummy is already filled with chyme, which is about to move down her body and into the small intestine. In the small intestine, the chyme is broken down into molecules tiny enough for the cells in Alara's body to use. And that's how we're going to move out of Alara's digestive system and into her cardiovascular system.
Cardio what?
Cardiovascular. It moves oxygen and nutrients through your body through a series of blood vessels, feeding your brain, your organs, and your muscles. All this movement is powered by the hardest working muscle in the human body.
Leg muscles?
No, the heart, which will be our very next stop on this exciting adventure.
The heart?
It's much, much better than our other option. Trust me. Because after our bodies take all the useful nutrients into our blood vessels out of the food we've eaten, we get rid of what's left over by peeing and pooping.
I read all about that in the book Everyone Poops by Taro Gomi.
You mean, if we don't move from Alara's digestive system into her cardiovascular system...
Our adventure is going to come to an end in a toilet somewhere.
Reader, look! We've moved out of the stomach into another tube, except this one isn't straight like the esophagus. It's got lots and lots of twists and turns.
We're in Alara's small intestine now.
Her small intestine is covered with tiny finger-like bumps that are waving all around. Look, they look like eels or snakes. Are they as dangerous as they look, Hugo?
Nope. Those little bumps are called villi. And they're not dangerous at all. In fact, they're what are going to get us into the cardiovascular system. There are tiny blood vessels inside each villus. After food is turned into molecules, the molecules pass through the villi into these tiny blood vessels where they get transported all over the body to feed hungry cells.
Well, let's hope Alara's villi think we're nutrients and not waste.
I think we're going to be okay. Do you hear that sucking noise? It's the sound of the molecules passing through the villi into the bloodstream. We're about to leave the digestive system and enter the circulatory system as we follow the molecules into the bloodstream.
Blood?
That's right, Lauren. Nutrients are carried through the body on blood cells, through blood veins. And you don't need to worry if the sight of blood makes you squeamish. When you're this small, blood is going to look much, much different. See?
What do you mean, Hugo? Everyone knows that blood is red. We can't be in Alara's veins yet because we're floating in what looks like cloudy water. And we're surrounded by big red donut-shaped saucers.
Lauren, that is blood. I read in the magic school bus Inside the Human Body that if you look at blood under a microscope, you can see that it isn't red at all. Instead, it's a yellow watery liquid called plasma.
But it looks red because of all the red blood cells that are traveling in it along the heart highway.
Heart highway?
Every blood vessel leads back to the heart. So yes, we're on a heart superhighway, speeding around Alara's entire body.
Blood is made up of cells floating in a clear fluid. And the red cells that look like rubber saucers are red blood cells that carry oxygen from the lungs to all the cells in the body. When red blood cells are full of oxygen, they are bright red.
Right again, Bug.
But the blood cells around us aren't bright at all. They're dark red.
Yes, that means that most of the oxygen has already been delivered. In this case, to the stomach and intestines, and the blood is on its way back to the heart and lungs to get more.
Incredible! From the top of our head to the toes of our feet, our digestive system carries the food that we eat. From our tongues and our mouths, where we chew and we taste, our bodies make sure that no fuel goes to waste. Through the esophagus tube, food slides a long way, then lands in our tummies for a 6-hour stay. Small intestines turn food into good molecules that enter the bloodstream as the body's prime fuel. And whatever's not used takes a quick exit route in the poop and the pee that our bodies let out.
We've traveled the globe, far and wide, adventured through space and time. But we've never before had a chance to explore the space at our core that's inside. We'll find out how our bodies work, explore the organs we all have inside, and try to journey through inner space, seeing systems that help us to thrive.
Whoa! What was that? Something just knocked into you, Lauren, and hard.
It's knocking us around and shaking us up. I feel like a kernel of popcorn.
I don't know what it is. Hugo, help!
We're being attacked by white blood cells, Lauren.
White blood cells?
There aren't too many of them, but they're really fierce. And their job is to float around in our blood vessels and attack any invaders, like viruses or bacteria, that might make us sick. I suspect these white blood cells think that we're intruders.
Attack? That sounds dangerous. What can we do to protect ourselves? We can't let them destroy us, and we can't grow big again until we're out of Alara's body.
That's right. Please don't grow big right now.
Is it just me, or are we starting to move faster?
It's not just you, Bug. Alara's worried, and her heart is beating faster, which is making the plasma and blood cells around us move faster, too. Alara, just try to calm down.
I am trying to, Hugo.
Ouch!
The white blood cells are still attacking us.
Hey, back off! We're good guys.
That's it.
What's it?
White blood cells don't attack red blood cells. They recognize them as good guys and leave them alone.
So how does that help us, Hugo?
Well, we're going to need to convince these white blood cells that we are good guys, too. And I think we can do that by hitching a ride on a red blood cell. It's going to be tough as long as Alara's blood is moving this quickly. But each of us needs to grab a red blood cell as it passes us, hop on top, and ride it like a large inner tube. Think you can do that?
Ow! I don't think we have any other choice.
Once you've hopped onto a blood cell, it should be like floating down a river in an inner tube on a hot summer day. Are you ready? On the count of three, try to grab onto a red blood cell. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, now!
I can't grab one!
Keep trying!
Come on, Lauren, you can do it!
Next one!
Got it!
Good nice job! Work.
Reader, were you able to get on top of a red blood cell too? Reader? Reader? Oh, there you are. Phew! That was really, really tough, wasn't it? Great work.
It seems to have worked, too. The white blood cells are leaving us alone.
Bye-bye, guys!
Great work, everyone.
Now hold on tight. We do not want to fall off again. Blood cells move really fast. Cells travel nearly 12,000 miles through our bodies every day.
Well, I think that means we have time for a little break, don't you? Zipping through Alara's body on top of this squishy red blood cell is actually pretty relaxing. Now seems like a perfect time to pause our adventure, listen to some music, and color pictures of all the amazing things we've already seen and done on our adventure.
I think I'll draw a picture of us being eaten by Alara. I've never been eaten before.
And I'm going to draw a picture of all of us floating through a blood vessel on a red blood cell.
Great ideas! Reader, what do you think you'll draw today? Whatever you decide, I'm sure it will be amazing, just like our adventure.
When you return, we have a lot more inner space adventuring to do. I hope to see the heart, the lungs, and maybe even Alara's brain.
You heard Hugo, reader. Make sure you come back for the second half of this adventure. There will be a lot more for us to explore.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane. Build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you.
Hugo, the spelling bee, the reading bug, Alara and I can't wait to see you again. In the meantime, if you'd like to read more about the human body, you can find a list of all the books in the Reading Bug's book bag at thereadingbug.com/adventures. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures was sponsored by Sourcebooks and their new bedtime book, Unicorn Night, by Diana Murray.
Lauren, it's finally here. Oh boy, I'm going to sleep so well tonight.
What's here, Reading Bug? And don't you sleep well every night?
Well, I suppose I do, but Unicorn Night just arrived. It's the perfect bedtime book. I've been waiting and waiting for it. My other favorite unicorn book, Unicorn Day, is awesome too. You know you can never have enough unicorn books, Lauren.
I can definitely agree with that, Bug. And I love the bright colors and sweet message in Unicorn Night. And it rhymes too. Rhyming books are my favorite.
Yes. Lauren, would you like me to read you this bedtime story?
I thought you'd never ask. Reader, you can have sweet dreams by purchasing Unicorn Night by Diana Murray at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. Thank you to Sourcebooks for their continued support. Sourcebooks, changing lives, book by book. And thanks to all of our individual sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe, Riley, Diane, and Brandon Savage. Sound mixing and mastery is by Resonate Recordings. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.